All Talks of Life with Chris Viniquez.
Welcome, welcome back to the latest edition of All Talks of Life with Chris Viniquez. Glad to have you with me, wherever you are, in your car, in your house, on your job. You can take me wherever you are, wherever you're going, on your phone, on your computer, on your tablet. Just thank you for listening, and I really appreciate it. It's All Talks of Life with Chris Viniquez, and I want to get into first a word from the Almighty Jesus. A question, if you will. In this episode, I just want to tackle a tough question. I'll be getting into some stuff later on, but for now, I want to tackle a tough question. Or an easy question, simple question. I mean, it depends on who's seeing it, in what way. What's the question you ask? I'm glad you asked. Is God good? Or is God still good? I ask this question because there are times in our lives where we go through some stuff, where we question God, where we question His goodness, when we question, why did you allow me to go through these things? And we ask the question, is God good? I remember of a story. There was a rich young ruler, and he came up to Jesus. He ran up to him, the Bible says. And he ran up to him, and he says, "Good teacher, what can I do to inherit eternal life?" But his answer, Jesus' answer, the start of his answer really got to me. Because Jesus said, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone." So I'm thinking, wait, hold on. This is Jesus, born through a virgin woman, the only immaculate birth in the history of the world that was, is, and is to come. No birth will ever be like that. No one can say that I was born except through semen. Whether a woman went to a clinic, there was still a seed involved. Jesus is the one where there was no seed of any man involved. What God put in the womb of Mary was of the Holy Spirit. That's the way that the Bible tells us that Mary got pregnant. Now, whether you want to believe that or not, that's on you. But I know this. Science and history all point to the fact that Jesus Christ was on earth. So we all know Jesus is real. There's no debate in that, no refute in that. Because science has proved over and over that Jesus Christ was a real person, that he walked here on the earth, and that miracles happened in his time. Adam was formed out of the clay. God made him, breathed life into him, and then he put him in a deep sleep, did surgery on him. Out of the rib was born Eve. But every other person was born through a woman. And every woman had to have a man or the seed of a man inside of her to give birth. But there was one man that walked this earth that didn't need a seed from a man to be put inside of a woman, and that was Jesus. So Jesus, born out of the miracle of the Holy Spirit through a woman, to me was good. One, because he was born of the Holy Spirit. Two, because he never sinned. Three, because he died for me. Four, because he resurrected. But he says, no one is good except God. And I'm saying, wow. This was my thought, you know, all the time. Jesus is good. And he told the rich young ruler, no one is good except God. And the reason why Jesus said no one is good except God is because Jesus was wrapped up in the flesh like we are. Jesus was in a mortal body that had flesh and blood, that breathes the air, oxygen, just like we do. So Jesus had a semblance of who we were. Jesus knew what it was to walk in shoes or in sandals on ground in a mortal body, to be tired, to have to go to the bathroom. Jesus knew what it was to be hungry. That's why he cursed the fig tree. He started out being hungry. He went to go look for fruit on the fig tree, but there was none. And then he cursed it. But that's not what I'm trying to get into today. I'm just trying to point out that Jesus was a man. And some of you saying, well, I already know that. Great. That's no new revelation. Okay, fine. But Jesus said, no one is good except God alone. So Jesus was, in a way, equating himself to us, because Jesus knew what it was to be a human. Jesus said, when he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, not my will be done, Father, but your will be done. Meaning that Jesus had a will. Meaning that the nature that he was wrapped in, the flesh and the blood, the human nature, the earthly nature, had a will. It was a will to not be crucified. It was a will to not bleed. It was a will to not give up his life. But he said, not my will be done, God, but your will be done. So he knew that being wrapped in an earthly, body nature was not going to equal good. But he made it through. He made it through sinless. He gave us an example. An example of how to walk on the earth. An example of how to please God. An example of how to live life. An example that holiness is attainable. An example that we can walk right before God. That we can live right before God. That we should live right before God. And yet he said, no one is good except the Father. Because the Father has never been wrapped in earthly nature. Will never be wrapped in earthly nature. The way that I accepted to be wrapped in earthly nature, in a body that has limits, that will die, even though it got resurrected, but that will die. God, the Father, was never wrapped in that and will never be wrapped in that. The Bible says that no man can tempt God. The Bible says that temptation doesn't come from God. That God is not evil, not a tempter. He's not a man that he should lie. He's not a son of man that he should repent. So God alone is good because God has never felt temptation. God has never felt what it is to walk on the earth. God has never felt what it is to be tired, to have to go to the bathroom, to be hungry. God has never felt what it is to have a broken arm or broken leg or a mental disorder. God has never, ever had any of those things because God alone is perfect. But we go through all these things and we say, is God good? Well, Jesus said it in the Word. Jesus said God is good and only God is good. So how is it that God is good and yet what we see is turmoil? What we see are problems, crooked politics, bad people, thieves, robbers, murderers, killers, rapists. How is it that God is good? And yet God allows these things. That's a question that people have had from the beginning of time and they will have until the end of the age when Jesus comes back. And it's a question that just wraps your mind and you say, how is it that God can be good and yet all this happens? Thing is, we go back to the beginning and the Bible explains to us that God gave man free will to love him, free will to choose the way that he would live. Now, here's the thing. God set up man, Adam and Eve, with everything they needed inside the Garden of Eden, everything they needed. They needed food. They were nice and comfy. They were warm. Even though they have clothes on, they didn't realize it. They didn't have any clothes on. They didn't know that because they were innocent. But everything was good. Everything that they needed was there. The land, the sea, the pets, the flowers, the trees, the sun, the moon, the stars, all that was there. All of it. Nothing. They lacked nothing. And yet, because they were wrapped in the earthly nature of this world, they got tempted by a lie. They got fooled by the deceiver. And all of a sudden, sin came into the world and sin broke out and there's the disease of sin. And they were the first ones of a bodily nature to experience that. So then obviously everyone else after them experienced that, except for the man called Jesus. But even though he didn't experience falling into sin, but yet he still experienced being tempted, which is something that God has never, ever gone through. The Father has never, ever gone through and never will go through. And it is why he is only good. Because God will never give in to sin, will never excuse sin, will never feel the need to sin, because God is good, because God is love. So, going back to all the things that happened. Man made a choice in the beginning. Adam and Eve made a choice. They made a choice to listen to the deceiver, to the serpent. They made a choice to listen to the devil. The Bible never says that Adam went away somewhere and was chilling, and all of a sudden Eve was alone and got deceived. No, that's not what the Bible says. See, the serpent spoke to her, but Adam was there listening. And she said he had taken a bite of it, and he took a bite of it. And then their eyes were opened. Their eyes were opened to the fact that sin is real. And that sin is not good. But their eyes were open, were also open to the fact that God is good. Because the Bible says that when in the cool of the garden, when the voice of the Lord, made its way through, that they hid. They hid because they knew that they had done wrong, but they hid also because they knew that God is good and what they did was wrong. So is God good? Even though there's a virus? And is God good even though there's AIDS? And is God good even though there's death? And is God good even though there's letdown and disappointment and discouragement? Is God good even though we don't get our way all the time? Is God still good? Is God still worthy of praise? Is God still worthy for us to live the way that he's called us to live? Is God still good? Of course he is. Because we have the choice. We have the choice to say yes. We have the choice to say no. God gave us that privilege to make up our own minds. To say, yes, Lord, I'll live the way you want me to live. Or no, Lord, I won't live the way you want me to live. That choice was given to us. Adam and Eve didn't have to give in to what the deceiver was saying, but they did. They knew what God had said. They got direct instruction from God. And yet they chose another way. They chose the wrong way. But they got to see once their eyes was open that God is good. So they hid because they knew goodness was calling them. They knew goodness was in the garden. They knew goodness was about to speak to them. So is goodness speaking to you? Is goodness talking to you? Is goodness following you? Is goodness a part of your life? Is God being good something that you believe in? People go to hell all the time. They die. The Bible says in Judges 9:27, all men are appointed to die once and be judged. So then what happens when people are judged and people go to hell? Is God still good? Of course. Because they made their choice. Not God. They made their choice. I made my choice to live right before God. I made my choice to say, I'll listen to you. I made my choice to say, save me, Lord. Or I can make my choice and say, nope, I don't want none of that that you're telling me that you're going to give me. He's not going to force it on me. He's going to present it to me, but he won't force it on me. And I just say, nope, I don't want it. God don't force people. So if God doesn't force anybody, that means that we have a choice. The thing is God still good? Even after the choices that we make. God woke us up another day. God gave us another opportunity. And we made a bad choice yesterday. And we made a bad choice today. And we'll probably make a bad choice tomorrow. And God still says, I love you. So is God still good? Somebody's going to get murdered. Somebody's going to die. Somebody's going to succumb to cancer. Somebody's going to succumb to AIDS. But is God still good? Somebody's not going to get the house that they want, the car that they want, the child that they want, the job that they want. But is God still good? Somebody's going to be disappointed, discouraged. Somebody's going to be defamed. But is God still good? Somebody's not going to get their prayer answered. But is God still good? Think about it. Is God almighty, all-knowing, all-powerful, ever-present, can do anything he wants, can stop anything from happening, can start everything that he wants? Is he still good? Because the world is imperfect. See, there's the key. The world is imperfect. We are imperfect. But that doesn't negate the goodness and the perfection of God. So think about it. Sit back. Think about it. Is God good in the midst of everything that's going on? Things go from bad to worse. Things are unthinkable, unimaginable. Is God still good? How could God allow this to happen? Jesus said to the disciples one time, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So in other words, whatever you allow, you allow. Whatever you don't allow, you don't allow. And I'll honor those things. So God gave us the power to make choices. And our choice is our choice. And God respects that. It's amazing that God will respect our choice to say, no, Lord, I don't want what you want to give me. But he does. Because he gave us life. And he gave us a right to choose. He gave us a privilege to choose. And it's amazing that God respects that. The devil doesn't respect that. Because he's like, even though you want God and even though you chose God, I'm still going to come after you and I'm still going to try to hit you with everything and I'm still going to try to mess you up and I'm still going to try to make you to go to hell. I'm still going to try to get your soul to be lost because I don't respect your decisions. Oh, and if you say no to God, I still won't respect your decision to say yes to me because I'll still give you a bunch of problems. I'll still pay you wrong, even though you want to pay me right. I'll still mess you up, turn you down, hate you, despise you, even though you chose the way of the world. So we got our choices. We got our decisions. God sits on the throne. God is good. He's never been tempted, never will be tempted. Can't be tempted by evil. Made all things. Knows all things. Sees all things. Because he is good. Now, when things don't go my way, I still got to think to myself, God is good. When the decision that God made is not the one that I liked, I still got to say, God is good. Why? Because he knows better than me. When something doesn't go my way, health-wise or money-wise or family-wise, I still got to say God is good. Why? Because he understands what he does and how he places things and what he can do even though we made a wrong choice. I can make a wrong choice today and God will fix that mistake tomorrow because he is good. So Jesus said, why do you call me good? I'm wrapped up in the same nature you're wrapped up in. I overcame the world, but I still was tempted. So don't call me good. Because we're on an even playing field here. We both got to rely on God, on his Holy Spirit, on his word. He ain't got to rely on nobody because he's God. He's good. So ask yourself, the next time something goes down, the next time there's a problem, an issue, the next time there's something that you can't shake off, something that's just so great, so troubling, so deep, ask yourself, is God still good?